One of the things I've heard mentioned about abemaciclib, I'm curious what you think about it, is the CNS penetration and whether that actually is a clinical consideration.
I think it's an interesting observation. Certainly, when we use these drugs in the first line setting, most of our patients, of course, really don't present with CNS metastases. That's not a defining early event. I do think that as we get better about identifying who is at risk for CNS events, then utilizing a drug that has CNS penetration is going to be critical. Right now, the frequency of this is so low, and I just don't think we can necessarily use this, especially in the earlier stages or in the first line setting.
You mentioned also the issue with diarrhea with abemaciclib. I'm curious what you actually do practically. Do you start patients on preemptive medication? Do you just tell them to contact you if they start to have a problem? What do you actually do?
So what I do in my clinic is to make sure that patients are informed about the risk. I give them a prescription for Imodium. I make sure that they're ready to take it. I have not preemptively given it in all my patients because I've frankly had patients who've done that and developed constipation problems. The patients that I think about as being where this could be problematic are those perhaps that had prior problems with diarrhea for whatever reason. Obviously, we're pretty careful not to put patients with inflammatory bowel disease or other chronic conditions on these drugs, but in general, approach to make it available and so that they can use it at the first time of diarrhea seems to work.